You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Ay, papi!
Let's go!
Vámonos! Let's go. Let's do this. Welcome to another exciting Prem show after the season, the Premier League season has started.
It has just begun, but for Arsenal, it has already ended. How is that possible?
Okay, we're flipping tables 20 minutes into the season for Arsenal, okay? We're losing our minds. Look, hello, welcome everybody. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest Premier League related show live right here on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yay, yay. And we also happen to be the Gulliest. Okay.
Yeah, I would.
And before we started, we had a lot of Tego Calderon references in the chat. So you're missing out. If you ain't hanging out with us on twitch.tv/soccercooligans, or you could just go to etwitch.com.
That's right, because there was a nice little journey through the history of reggaeton, rap en español, and simply just Spanish reggae, you know?
Right.
Really, everything, you know, was discussed in the lead up to the beginning of this show.
And I talked about how I'm not a Chance the Rapper guy.
Mm, okay.
Love Chicago hip hop. I'm more of a Durkio kind of a guy. Less of a Chance.
More of a Chief Keef kind
of
man.
Yo, very much so. I heard Chief Keef and Lil Durk are doing a Versus. That is going to be shut down.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the mumbling alone back and forth is going to be incredible.
Bro, the amount of metal detectors that are going to be ordered for that thing are going to be insane.
Yeah. All right. It's going to be exciting. So,
do you remember that guy who did the gates? It was the art installation in Central Park. It was all those orange gates with the curtains.
Yes, all the way down.
I do remember that. It was just one gate after another. That's going to be the metal detectors on the way in. So I got to go through eight of them. Just in case.
Taco Time says, shout out Sosa. Let's go.
Hey, midges love Sosa. Riding a Rover.
Where to begin today? Obviously, at least a reminder, the Cooligans Premier League Fantasy League. Premier League Fantasy League. Feel free to join. It is do we have the link in I don't remember.
While you look for that, let's just talk about how much money we're giving away. We are giving $500 away, and that's not to like 10 winners. That's to one person if you are a member of Gully Squad.
Correct.
Here's what's going to happen. The person who finishes top of the league is going to win $100. The person who's the highest ranked member of Gully Squad is going to get $400. So if a member of Gully Squad finishes first, they just took home $500.
Right, and currently in first place is a member of Gully Squad. So the potential to win $500 is very, very high. There aren't that many people in the league.
Dollars, by the way, not half dollars. We thought about that.
We're going to cut the quid in half, okay? But feel free to join. The link is in the chat right there. If you're listening to this podcast, if you go to our Twitter, you will see the links there in our pinned tweet. Or if you can't find it, literally just DM us and we'll send you the link as well. Okay, so
how are you gonna DM us and not be able to find it?
Exactly. So join Gully Squad if you'd like to be a potential, be in the running to win $500 as opposed to simply $100. So, and it's a great, we got a great Slack channel. You have exclusive content that we give to Gully Squad. It's kind of like our Patreon. If you want to support the Cooligan, support what we're doing and get access to some insider stuff. That's where we do our no cap recaps as well. We're going to be going to MLS All-Star next week. We're going to be taping a podcast over there that'll be exclusive to our Gully Squad members. So,
and Gully Squad knows the big secret of where we're going, and no one else does.
Correct. All right. So there's a lot to get there. So go. You can go to soccercooligans.com and click on Join Gully Squad. It'll be right at the top. Or go to shouttous.com and you can join right there as well. Okay.
By the way, it's not our pinned tweet. Our reel is still our pinned tweet.
Okay, okay. I can update that right now. Okay.
Hey.
So the where to begin, Alexis? I'll let you decide where we start this time around.
I like what I think it was David from Tampa said. Hey, why don't we start off on a happy note? Brentford won their first Premier League match in 74 years. Not such a happy note, David from Tampa.
Okay. Okay, we watched. Let's start. Okay, we'll start with Arsenal. We got a lot of people.
It was the first match of the season.
A lot of people.
So why don't we start there?
A lot of people are Arsenal fans nowadays. Who knows why?
Less than there were previously.
But they what? They lost 2-0 to Brentford. Brentford hadn't been in the Premier League in
74 years. Well, they've never been in the Premier League. They haven't been in the top flight.
Got it.
In 74 years.
Right.
So this was their first ever Premier League goal. First ever Premier League goal off of a long throw-in. Their first Premier League match. Their first Premier League win. And I just want to say, everyone wants to make fun of Arsenal, but who is more generous than us? Okay?
Literally helping this new team, welcoming them to the league, Sergi Canos, which sounds a little bit like Robinson Cano. I'm like, is this the Dominican right now?
I'm also like, why is there an O missing from Sergio? It's like Sergei Canos? Canos?
Also, what do you think about, I don't like this king of the match. Feels a little.
Oh, because it's Budweiser?
I don't know what it is. I just don't. I mean, man of the match, player of the match, king of the match. What are we doing? Okay.
Yeah, his Royal Highness of the match is just a bit much. You know,
the Duke of the match.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Lord of the match.
Tone it down. Okay?
The music alone.
Remember, you take yourselves a little too seriously.
It's a bit much.
No, but he got the first goal. And I mean, Arsenal really didn't, they created a couple chances, but really didn't look like they were in this game. As far as they didn't look like they were actually going to score. You see, we're looking at the stats right now, 22 shots to Brentford's 8, but only 4 shots on target to Brentford's 3. Way more possession, 65% possession. Nothing. Didn't do. There wasn't any moment that I was like, oh man, Arsenal, they might get one in this, you know, real soon.
No, because we kept doing that thing where you just kick the ball from one wing to the other, across that nobody touches, back around. It's just like a horseshoe of death. We have no way of getting the ball to the final third. And when we get there, both of our best strikers are unwell.
I don't even think he played, but T. Jarmander just said, Willian, fatty of the match, which is, we don't even need it. We don't even need that.
He's not even there anymore.
Was he even at the game? But,
the bagel of doom for the
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God. The chat. By the way, as we're speaking, Fabrizio Romano has just tweeted that Martin Odegaard is done. It's a done deal to Arsenal.
Whoa, he did a here we go?
Not a here we go.
If it's not a here we go.
This is, hold on. Martin Odegaard has always been an Arsenal priority, and now the deal is set to be completed, confirmed, which is very confusing. talks at final stages, and here we go soon. Ooh. Hashtag AFC, Odegaard will rejoin Arsenal on a permanent deal. Fee to be decided in the next hours. Contract until June 2026. Okay. And from the photo, you can see he looks very excited about it.
He's like, you're going to make me wear this shirt again?
Yeah,
you know?
Damn. Somebody said this the other day, and I just want to hear your reaction to it. That Fabrizio Romano isn't really in the know. All he ever does is confirm moves that have been made. He never breaks any news. And he never predicts moves.
I have heard this as well. I've seen
What are
this.
Your thoughts? Because I don't disagree.
I don't know. So it's not even agreeing or disagreeing. I'm going to assume that he does know. I have heard, you see this under his, he tweets something and then they'll say like, so-and-so from Spain already said this or whatever. I'm not super interested in like, it's not even about, not that I'm not interested, but it's not about who
I was going to say, you hate playing the game. When we're talking about who's the bigger club, you're like, I don't want to talk about that. when we're talking about who breaks the news and who's in the know, you're like, I don't care.
No. But it's because the state of news now, and we this happens in comedy all the time. Two comedians say they tweet the same joke or say the same joke. If I say a joke and then Chris Rock, if I say it first and then Chris Rock says the joke, it's Chris Rock's joke.
It's Chris Rock's joke. Unless you know Chris Rock. And then you could say, hey, man.
Yeah. I don't know Chris Rock like that. I've seen him probably once.
That one you got to let go. You know? Say something and then Chappelle says something, which, by the way, kind of happened. I had a joke where Chappelle made he had the same style of punchline.
Okay.
He just used a slightly different reference, but it was super close. It was in his last special, enough that people started texting me the night it dropped. And I was like, fuck, can I not do this anymore? But his joke went off in a different route than mine did. And here's how good his one was. I've forgotten the joke because I stopped doing it. That's how good what he did with it.
Sure.
Yeah, I was like, oh, then yeah, that's his now.
And so this is who Fabrizio Romano is. Somebody, Bay Laguna just said Romano is everyone's favorite news parrot. Board Martin said he's the Google of transfers, but T. Jarman said, but if Fab says it, you know it's real. So
that's where his value is.
Right.
It's like he doesn't say here we go unless it is done. So exactly. At the end of the day, is he breaking the news? Maybe not. But is he like, whatever. I don't want to. I was going to say, is he like the CNN? Whatever you think.
He's like rubber stamping it. This is real.
He's the Cronkite. He's the Charles Cronkite, whatever that guy's name
Walter
Cronkite. I don't know. He's the Led Zeppelin. Someone tweeted that they could be watching the girl getting shagged by someone else, and he would go to Fab Romano to confirm it's happening. It's that trust he's built on his brand, or that gets him the likes and retweets no matter who reports it first. That's true. Because there's a lot of people who say, like, this person done deal to this place, and it's not true.
Right.
And they'll say 10 different moves, and two of them are right, and they get a bunch of retweets and love for that. Fabrizio Romano seems to not put it out unless it's done, it's officially a done deal.
It's a great, he's built a credibility into this incredible brand. He's on Twitch now, and I was watching his Twitch stream. I mean, the chat is losing their minds. They're like, Fab, what's happening with Roma? What's happening with Chelsea? What is this confirmed? Is that confirmed? And he's literally like on the phone. He's basically, his Twitch stream is just him working and in WhatsApp groups and just communicating and networking. I applaud him. I was watching him and I was like, oh, you know what? I want to interact with the chat a little bit. And I gifted 3 subs on Twitch.
Very nice.
I was like, hey, you know,
this is from your account, not the Cooligans account.
No, the Cooligans account. Okay.
Oh, great. Word. Because, this is what we should be spending our money on.
Because obviously, the Cooligans brand, I want to get more recognition than me individually. So I do that. And then I legit in our Twitch, like DMs, It might have been like 15 people like, hey, can you give me a sub? Please, can you give me one? Hey,
okay,
I see that
so
you gift
I saw this happen. I started getting alerts, and I'm like, why the hell is our Twitch blowing up when we're not on right now?
People love this dude, and he has a great system. He basically, you're watching him do his job and give information, and the dude runs probably an ad every 2 minutes. So nice. You have to subscribe to not see the ads.
Which is what we should do.
Should we frustrate everybody by constantly running ads? But it is great. He gets a lot of support and he's great at his job. So more power to him. Colobanco just said he works hard. People don't realize he don't sleep. Yeah, the dude.
He is always.
He's never
on.
Buttoned his top button. It's always.
He's stressed. He wakes up in the morning already in that suit shirt, and he's like, "God damn it, bro!" We know someone who he's slid in the DMs of, and even when he's not working, my guy is working.
Hey, can you blame him? He's trying to.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I'm shocked he has time for everything.
I'm just saying you're messaging all these people. You get them mixed up from time to time. Who knows, you know? You get work and play mixed up from time to time. It's all good.
You know? I wonder if he says that when he comes. He's like, here we go.
Okay, yeah.
It is confirmed.
What a lovely non-hacky joke.
Put that image in everyone's head.
Okay. So, unofficial everyday dudes. Said we're talking about Arsenal. I mean, what is there more to discuss? They were bad. They were just really, really not good.
I think, look, let's talk about Martin Odegaard. Is he the guy that's going to get us goals?
So,
no.
Okay, I'll add this because this was I forgot who mentioned this.
But, oh, God, Alexis. All right, Mom.
But this is the, I had heard this. I forgot what player said this. But when asked about how they tactically handled Arsenal, they said the Brentford player said that they tried to focus on Granit Xhaka. They basically attacked him, went after him, and that's what led to kind of Arsenal's midfield being pretty kind of confused or disheveled and not really able to move the ball forward or really have that kind of chemistry and cohesion that we're kind of used to seeing. And it seems like Odegaard would immediately replace Granit Xhaka. Is that safe?
Granit Xhaka was the captain. I mean,
is Xhaka more of a he's not really a defensive mid. He's more of a central guy, kind of not really box to box, maybe three quarters of the box to the other box. That is it. He's not the. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know what. Immediate issue Martin Odegaard resolves, you know, and fixes the problems that they have.
They have no creativity in the midfield, so that fixes that. The problem is creativity in the midfield is what drives the ball to your forwards, and it's their job to put the ball in. Granit Xhaka had the most key passes. Kieran Tierney had the second most key passes. That is a much more defensive midfielder. I know he's not a defensive midfielder, and he moves the ball pretty well in Granit Xhaka. But then you have a pretty good attacking, a defender in Kieran Tierney. Those two shouldn't be the ones making the most key passes. We don't have a number 10. We will have a number 10 if we have Martin Odegaard, right? The problem is, who does he give the ball to? Who is going to put it in the back of the net? We don't have that person. Now, are you telling me that he opens up space for... Because let's say you had Martin Odegaard in there. You couldn't take the tactic of just collapsing on a Granit Xhaka because now you have someone else there who can do real damage with the ball.
Yeah.
The problem at the end of the day is we're going to be another one of these clubs that has 17 shots and like two of them on target and maybe one of them goes in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just... No one. I know Emile Smith-Rowe is great on the ball, but Emile Smith-Rowe is not either being told not to or doesn't have it in his toolbox to be that centrally lying attacking midfielder or creative midfielder that can create those chances or at least draw the defender, which I know is like the big Arteta thing, which is do not pass the ball until your defender is committed to you, because then that creates those running lanes in that space. But at the end of the day, if we don't have Lacazette and Aubameyang probably at the same damn time, being able to put the ball in the net, we ain't got shit.
Yeah, that, I mean, I think that's probably the bigger issue, at least in that game, because up front, it really didn't look like they knew what they were doing, or they knew they didn't know how to add any kind of creativity to. They didn't even really stress Brentford out at all. It's just like for a team, first time in the Premier League, in in the top flight, they look.
You knew they were going to be tough. That's what I'm saying. You knew they came prepared. It was their first match ever. They were going to be tough to beat, no matter what. You shouldn't lose like that.
Yeah.
Kieran Tierney should be captain. I don't know how he isn't. I have no clue. What does Granit Xhaka know about Mikel Arteta and or Stan Kroenke? What does he know? The guy, you can't go from being sold and agreeing to personal terms with Mourinho in Roma and then coming back to the team and getting the captain's armband. I'm not even that mad at the contract. His contract goes to 2025, which I'm fine with, because you have to do a 3-year deal in order to get value for him, because the 1 year is, you can't give someone a 1-year contract, because that basically means they're a, like a, what's that called? A dead duck, or what's that? Stale duck? What's the term?
Lame duck.
Lame duck. Thank you.
dead you duck. Could, yeah. Dead duck. You gotta cook it though. Yeah. I mean.
Yo, it's a stale duck. You defrosted this duck and you gotta cook it. No, it's a lame duck, right? You got a year, so everyone's just gonna wait that out, and then they're gonna go ahead and buy him when he's free. You give someone a 2-year contract, you're gonna start getting offers really soon for him. You give someone a 3-year contract, that's sending the signal that you want to keep them, but at the end of that first year, you can sell them for value and you're not going to get them at a discount. And it gives the other team that's buying them enough time in those 2 years to be able to renegotiate and add new years to the contract. So you got to give someone a 3-year deal. I'm not upset about that. Giving him the captain's armband. What the hell?
Was that necessary? Look, it is a.
Okay. T Jarmander says we say sitting duck. All right, so a sitting duck.
A sitting duck is something that is about to be attacked.
That's what a lame duck is.
A lame duck, whatever.
Is someone that can't get away. That's why you say lame duck.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't say sitting duck referring to contracts. Anyway.
By the way, Partey was missed. Obviously, Aubameyang and Lacazette were unwell. Mm-hmm. They were missed. But also, let's not forget, we had no real balls, and someone said, I just want to play with balls. We had no real balls in our defense. That's not why you brought in Ben White. Ben White is not a strong man. Gabriel Magalhães, that's the guy, and that's the guy we're missing. Lame duck or lame horse? All right, now you're just messing with us. You remember? He's a sitting cow over here.
So, look, it was I want to get to this real quick. We did this last year for the first time at the beginning and end of the season. We gave our Premier League table prediction.
I suck at these, so don't even pay attention to mine.
Yeah, so we did it again this year. So we're going to give our predicted Premier League table that will be, that we'll see at the end of the season. And we'll check in again on Boxing Day and see how we're doing, and obviously at the end of the season. So here goes. This is our Premier League predictions for 2021 and 2022. As you can see at the top, Alexis
and crazy.
Have both said that Chelsea will win the Premier League, and I mean, as far as my reasoning, the addition of Lukaku and even if Pulisic is not a starter and just comes off the bench, it's going to be a really, really strong team. I think watching Manchester City lose their first game.
But yeah, this, by the way, this is pre-Kane. If Kane moves to City, I'm changing this.
DJ Minotti said Man United taking the Prem. We have Manchester United. We both have Manchester United in second place. I have Leicester in third.
I got City in third.
I have Manchester City in fourth. Alexis has Liverpool in fourth. I have Liverpool in fifth. Alexis has Arsenal in fifth.
Ah, come on, Europa.
Wow. I mean, that is very, very high.
Okay, it's one match, everybody. Why is your hair purple in this, by the way?
My hair's not purple.
Your hair's purple.
I think it's because it's close. I mean, no, there's something. I'm looking at it on my screen, and it is black. But maybe there's something up with your monitor. Anyway, as far as some of the more notable ones.
Oh, it's purple. Tell me if Christian's hair is purple. Looking like Billie Eilish and shit.
Board Martin said, Alexis, if Kane moves to City, I'm changing things. Alexis moves Tottenham to 20th.
Yup. Board Martin gets me, yo.
It looks purple. Maybe I see a little bit
of purple. It's purple. Stop it. Look, compared to my hair.
Far from purple, though. Anyway.
No, it's not far from purple. It's purple.
Did I make that?
Dave from Tampa. It's purple.
Okay.
See, maybe there's something wrong with your monitor, Christian.
Trying to disrespect my monitor. With fuchsia.
Okay, it's definitely not black. Thank you, David from Tampa.
Okay.
In the chat. What color is Christian's hair?
So I put Everton at 8th place. Alexis put Everton at 7th. Which
are we going to literally read this whole thing?
No, I'm just saying some more notable ones. Arsenal. I have Arsenal in 9th, and you have them in 5th.
I have them in 5th. I had to do it.
Okay,
but. Let's talk about the relegation.
Yeah.
I have Norwich, Watford, Brighton. You have Norwich, Southampton, Brentford. You think Brentford?
I don't think I think it's, you know, when you play a weak team like Arsenal, you're obviously going to look great.
I set you up for that, and that's my fault. I put it on a tee, and I gave you a cricket bat.
maybe not. Maybe 20th, is harsh, but I don't think Brentford stays up. That's my main thing.
People are saying Newcastle is too high. I have him at 12. You have him at 13. So I think Willock is going to do bits for them. I think Willock is going to. By the way, Paolo Minnesota said, it looks perps. was that Everton plays before Ancelotti left? No. You know what? I like Rafa. I think Rafa will do well. If you are an Everton fan, though, you've got to be worried about the news that James Rodriguez wants to leave.
Yes, we can talk. I mean, that's been rumored a bit. I think we talked about it last week a little bit. I think Rafa Benitez does not rate him. I think that's simply put. I think he doesn't really. I can only guess, but based on James, he's on Twitch. He's like playing. I think like Call of Duty or Fortnite, and he's kind of talking. He's talking about Everton like okay, whatever. I'll go to work. You know.
The problem is someone's like, "Yo, Rafa said you're not good," and he's like, "What are you talking about? I had the most kills last night." And they're like, "No. No. The thing you get paid to do."
Okay. No, I got a G Fuel sponsorship, Rafa. Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I'm doing great. Everybody,
I just bought
it.
A new PC. How can I fail, my guy?
Christian Pizza said Christian should have been buying subs on James's Twitch instead of Fabrizio. That's right.
Tell me about it.
Really? Look, I'll do a tier 2 sub if you stay at Everton. Okay.
Right? I'll do a tier 3 if you take your shirt off, regardless of what you do at Everton.
Get in the hot tub, James. You know what I came here for.
Stop teasing your fans.
So, let's talk about Everton. Everton played against Southampton, and they won 3-1 in a. They were losing 1-0 after a terrible giveaway from Michael Keane, and it was, I mean, it was really bad, really, just a terrible giveaway. And then, but they come back in the second half and score 3 goals. Abdoulaye Doucouré scores the first one, and it is an absolute banger of a goal. And then a goal.
I did not expect him. I didn't think he had that in his toolbox, man. He did that turn.
That turn.
It kind of looked like a golazo from like the. Like late 90s Premier League. Like it was like a big man kind of bumbling and stumbling a bit in the midfield. Yeah, and then all of a sudden pulls this out. I mean, it was pretty incredible.
He's a big midfielder. You know what I mean? He's not like, tall. He's not simply tall like a Paul
Pogba. Like he's beefy.
He's beefy. Yeah. Yeah. The dude, he's kind of a unit. Right? But he's nimble.
He's a little Adama, a little Traore, you know?
but no, a great goal. And that's something, you know, as an Everton fan, I think it'd be that. I think that should be a bit of an expectation coming from him. I would love to see, you know, like 5 to 10 goals from him every season. I think he's capable of that because it, you know, Everton, I think last year were a, you know, cross it to Dominic Calvert-Lewin, hope something good happens. And they were kind of still playing that way, but they were a little bit more aggressive in that second half, right? Kind of playing with the ball in the midfield. It was a very different team in that second half. And it was Rafa Benitez got a little bit of love at the beginning of the game.
So that was like the big fear, right?
Yeah.
We were all sitting here wondering, if you don't remember, Rafa Benitez, beloved manager from his time at Liverpool. His wife still lives at Liverpool.
Won Champions League with Liverpool.
Right. And at one point he was asked, and he called Everton a small club, which I know Christian doesn't care about. But do you see how angry it makes people, how important it is? People still talking about it. So, and your group chat did not want him, right? Anybody but Rafa.
Yeah, they said that very clearly.
Now, how are we feeling now?
They're kind of, there's more acceptance.
Right. Not, maybe my stepmom isn't such a bitch. You know?
Not praise, but acceptance. But there was a great, I think it was, it may have been Sky Sports or somebody. They did man on the street kind of interview. They were interviewing people after the Everton match. And some of the people, even after the win, they were like, I want him out. I want Rafa out. They're like, no,
fine.
We don't
I don't care if he wins the league. He's fired.
The reporter was like, are you really? Are you saying, you won? He's like, I don't care. And he's like, when will you accept Rafa as the Everton manager? He's like, when we win the league. And like, all right, that's the bar.
I got to be honest with you. That's not bad. I don't think that's necessarily... the term isn't disrespectful. I don't think that's too big of an ask. If you were disrespectful to the club previous, and you took your rival to the highest highs, I think it's okay to say you're not a blue, you're still a red until you win the big one for me. And for some reason, English fans care more about the Premier League than they do any other trophy, including the Champions League.
Yeah, we did. You remember Pepper Mills? We have Pepper Mills on the show. She's the number one Everton fan. She is she goes by the Blue Beyonce. But she made a new song. Did you hear it,
Alexis? I did not.
She did make. I could play it here. It is 1:16.
I hate when you do this because now I gotta go find it and the audio and drop it into the podcast.
But I'll play it for everybody. It's really funny, and the reason I want to play it is because there is a reference to Rafa Benitez in there that is hilarious that I want everybody to hear.
Is there any way you could play it so I could hear it?
No, I cannot do that. I'll figure that out.
We are a jalopy of a...
Don't get copywriter struck. No, this is on Twitter. This is her song. I mean, if this is like, copywritten by Atlantic Records, we're going to get in big trouble. but check it out. This is Pepper Mills, number one Everton fan, and dropping a new track.
Oh my God, she's back again. Here to sing the new season in. Got a new kit and new instruments. The Toffee Blues are who I represent. I'm Evertonian. Yeah. They play as good as say. Yeah. Rappers are manager. But we've got to get behind him if we want the job done. Oh, my toffee. Yeah. Come together. Yeah. All my toffees. Raise the roof tonight.
Pepper Mills.
I actually somehow played it at the exact same time you have been playing it. And that is that a recorder? That is the most.
That is the recorder again. look, T-Jarmander is WTF. He said, what WTF? Unofficial Everyday Dude says, she's incredible. Taco Time said, my ears, please. But you saw the Rafa bit. The recorder came.
Yeah,
the loading screen.
That's look, how you know it's real.
People,
when
are,
you hear the recorder,
it's a complicated situation. People don't know how to feel. The more successful Everton are, the more complicated these feelings will become.
Imagine Pep became Manchester United's man. No, because they wouldn't care.
No, if Pep was like Real Madrid manager, that is
yeah. Imagine Pep became Real Madrid's manager. That would cause a bit of an uproar, you know? Imagine anyone who had ever touched anything Galatasaray became Fenerbahce's manager.
Exactly. Dave from Tampa said, how do we go from Latin rappers to this? All right, look.
Because we only talk about banging music, my G.
There's a lot of genres of music that come through out here. Bear,
how dare you
said,
say that about the Evertonian Evie Queen, okay?
Bear, we're going to say, Tego Calderon would never. Run amok. With the
Let's
sub.
Go. Run amok.
He said,
imagine Shamak became the Spurs manager.
He said, Arteta out, Shamak in. Couldn't agree more. that's what Arsenal need.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
We need someone to put the ball in the back of the net. And that's one of the things Shamak promised he would do. Never did, but he promised he would do with us.
And I would say an unexpected turnaround in that second half for Everton. A good start for the Toffees. My team's doing all right. Alexis's got to sort a couple things out. So let's talk about a couple other matches that we have to talk about Manchester United against Leeds, because this was quite the show. This Paul Pogba, Bruno Fernandes with the hat trick. This was a start that to the season, especially after fans breaking into Old Trafford, storming Old Trafford, a lot of frustration with the Glazer family. This is a way to start the season to calm things down. Okay, let's take it down a tickety two, okay? Because things are getting a little crazy. All
Did
right?
you just invent that? Just look at the match stats. Just look at all the scoring. No, I mean like all the scoring. Yeah, look at Bruno Fernandes's. Look at Pogba. How many assists? The man had what three assists last year? He has four after the first match.
He only had three last year.
I'm pretty sure he only had three assists last year.
That has to be incorrect. I hope that's incorrect. That's not enough from Paul Pogba.
I agree with you. Paul Pogba stats, what are we saying, 2020?
And Aiden scored the best goal of the game, too. Yeah. The Jay Hicks at Glazers out.
Four assists.
That's it?
That's this year?
That's this year.
Last year?
How many did he have last year?
Hold on. Let me click on 2020-21.
Okay. This is what people love.
Is this goals? Goals? He had three goals in the Premier League, five assists.
In the Premier League last season.
He had five assists in the Premier League, nine in all competitions.
Injuries. He missed a couple matches.
He's only one away from matching last year's output.
No more this season. He's like, done. put in a solid shift for the year.
Beast, my guy. I'm passing back to the keeper only.
T.J. Mander, 92, said five is poor. I agree. Five is not good for a player like
Pogba. I think
Pogba.
We've all decided, or at least I have, and then you're all going to have to agree with me here, is that it was more, that is more of an issue of
finishing.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer not being able, first of all, they had no one to put the ball in the back of the net for a while, but also Ole Gunnar Solskjaer just didn't really know how to use him, but now he's surrounded with such great players that I don't think it matters.
I mean, the lineup is not really drastically different.
Mason Sancho.
Greenwood making that ball. I think what we've seen, especially when Pogba plays with France, the liberty and freedom to take some risks, take some chances, put the ball forward, send the ball forward. That run that Mason Greenwood made was spectacular. These dudes on the wing are wild fast. Pogba can ping balls right to you.
He just has to put it in a spot. They'll get to it.
Yeah, let him play. That's that's what I think this game was an example of. There was something I wanted to read. Bruno says Bruno looks to be in incredible form. That Bruno Fernandes, I was a bit surprised because he had a poor Euros. He was not good at all. Did not do much. Was like missing in a lot of those games. And for him to get this start as well, I think is great. For himself and for Manchester United.
Jadon Sancho made his appearance in what, like the 70th minute? But also a Dominican played in this game.
Who?
Junior Firpo.
Oh, that's right.
He's at Leeds.
For Leeds. How did I forget? But I mean, you don't want to see this from the Dominican defender.
No, you do not want to see him in there.
He didn't start the game.
No, he did play, though. He came in 46 minutes. He came in at the half.
And as you can see, it says Spain there, right? For Junior Firpo.
Because they're just trying to be disrespectful to the great Dominican Republic.
Exactly. And this is just another example of Dominican slander. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame Firpo for any of this.
Also, I just got an update. Diego Calderón has purchased all the Junior Firpo jerseys. So,
okay. Should I get I might get a Firpo jersey. I wanted to do it. I wanted to get one when he was at... Real Betis, but those are really difficult to get for whatever reason.
Yeah, they don't sell them. Yeah. They only sell them at the team store.
And then when he went to Barcelona, I was like, do I really want to get a Barcelona jersey? I don't want to be representing these broke ass teams like
right?
that.
You know what I mean? You bad with money, my G. I can't be wearing that.
Yeah, people gonna be thinking I got no money.
Ew,
rocking this kit.
People gonna think I'm paying $8 million to a scout in South America.
Okay, I told my girl it was a good investment.
I know it's just one guy, but still, that's where we found Messi.
He told me he saw some kid that could do a couple kippy uppies that were pretty good, and he's gonna be a star.
He's not even traveling that much. That's how much money we save. He's just staying at home playing football manager.
TJR Manager just said this. He said Pogba has a bad attitude. Imagine how good he could be if he had the desire and attitude. Okay,
does that come from?
What is his bad attitude?
Where does he's never missed training? He's never sat out a match for no reason. The guy doesn't even drink alcohol. Like I don't understand what the issue is.
I don't know what Paul Pogba has to do to show that he has a better attitude.
He never did an interview with the Neville guy and said that he wanted to leave. He's never come out in the papers and said, "Oh, I don't want to play for this. I don't like playing for this manager. I want to go to PSG." He's never done any of those things. He's been an outstanding individual that dances a lot and has a trash basketball shot. That's what he's done.
Yeah, and how dare he? You know, if you come out here slamming Pogba for his basketball skills, we will support you, okay? We have no problem with that.
TJ Mander said his agent does it for him. I believe he's Mino Raiola, right?
Is his agent. Raiola does that for literally everyone.
Bro, if Mino Raiola was telling you about the Bible, you'd say, yo, Jesus got a bad attitude. That's just how Mino Raiola is. He's like a slimy dude.
Did he really sacrifice himself for our sins? I don't know. Because
the least you could do is maybe give 10%, you know, tithings to me, and I'll give it to the church. He's just, you know... And I get T. Jarmander. I'm not trying to say like you're perpetuating any of that. Like, I get it. I get where that mentality comes from. I don't see it. I think Paul Pogba, for the most part, has been an upstanding individual. He doesn't have an incredible grasp of the English language, so he's not the most vocal. But if you just take him based off his actions, my man shows up. Yeah. My man does his job. My man won a World Cup. my guy just got y'all four assists in one match.
Who else is going to forget that? Even if you had a bad attitude, if you have a bad attitude and you get four assists the way he did, and to pass the ball, like, he clearly has the respect of his teammates and I would
they
say
love him,
and his manager putting him in there. He does things that other players cannot do in the world. The fact that he can pass the way he does, the fact that he is as physically gifted as he is, the fact that he can defend the way he does, you're not going to – there aren't many players that good. Does he have some seasons that aren't as good as, as they
which
are in the
– Which TJ, our manager, said – he does his job. 5 assists last season for creative midfielders. Does that justify his wages? You're not wrong, but he also is the guy who won the World Cup. Don't you want to say, like, all right, he gets a bit of a reprieve. You get a bad year. You know what? I think we would all say Aubameyang had a bad year, right? And if he would have played, I don't think he would have scored 5 goals against Brentford. So we would have said, like, all right, it's continuing a bad year so far. Certainly his preseason's been real bad. Paul Pogba has shown the guy's back.
Yeah.
And even with all of the rumors of him going to PSG, he hasn't sat out. He hasn't said, yo, I want to go. He's shown up. He's played hard all preseason. He's trained hard. And then he showed the fuck up in the first match of the season. So, yeah, he had a bad year. It's going to happen. It's going to happen to everybody. But, dude, I don't know. And like someone else said it, that's his agent's job. Crimson Pizza said, let Paul Pogba play soccer and let me know, get Pogba paid. Which is, that's true. That's a good agent. Is there to ruffle some feathers, you know?
Yeah, to say, you know, like if somebody is in a relationship and it's a bad relationship, and not to say I'm not using that Manchester United and Paul Pogba is a bad relationship, but you'll always kind of say, like, hey, I think, somebody over there across the room, she kind of likes you.
Right.
And, you know, it'll get your partner to, you know, in shape to say, like, all right, I got to be better to my man, you know, because I could lose him at any point.
I don't know if you saw this. It's kind of gone viral. It was a text exchange where a guy was asking his girl, hey, what was that movie your dad told us to watch? I want to find it. And then he texts again. Hey, what was that? What was the name of that movie your dad asked us to watch? And then the next text is, my ex stopped by my job today. And the girl responds, what did she want? And he put, she wanted to know what was the name of that movie your dad at. You know what I mean? That's Mino Raiola. That's Mino Raiola's job, is to be like, I'm going to get things. I'm a catalyst here. I'm going to get things glowing.
Let's get this text chain moving. All
okay.
Right?
Let's build some blood pressure so we can get some emotion here.
I'm waiting. You know, I'm not getting enough notifications on my phone. All right. So
Crimson Pizza said, hey, Alexis, I heard Flex eats real bagels. Oh.
Oh, no. Just literally throw all the bagels out the window.
Christian's just munching on a bag.
So this kind of will leads us into our conversation, because Michael Richards
before you do that, Run Amok just said, good, Odegaard to Arsenal nearly complete, bad, Ramsdale to Arsenal nearly complete, ugly, Shamak's hair thickness. There's someone who loves Shamak so much. I think you bring up his weak point.
Shamak. I mean, look, there's options. Shamak.
I know, dude.
Technology nowadays can really help with your situation.
If Rooney can do it, so can you, my guy.
So Michael Richards, obviously, played at Manchester City. He's one of the pundits on Sky Sports. And was on, there was a clip that went viral. Let me see if I can find it.
While you're pulling that up, Ako Ako says, Ramsdale deserves a chance, and that's coming from a Bournemouth fan. Not only is that, I just don't know that Ramsdale's the guy. And again, I'm bitter. We got rid of Emi Martinez, so no need to listen to me. When it comes to our goalkeeping situation, I'm not a Bern Leno fan. I don't think he's bad. He's just not the guy that I want. That said, while you're looking that up, I forgot what I was going to.
Okay, well, I got it, so you don't have
go ahead.
You don't got to worry about anything.
Damn it, man. I had a really good thought, and my brain was like, nah, you didn't think of that.
Okay, let me. All right, so here is this is Michael Richards talking about Paul Pogba and kind of.
You with these things. I can't hear these things.
The comparison between him and Harry Kane, between Pogba and Harry Kane.
His agent might have done the talking, but he's not done anything. He's just gone out there and tried to do the best he could possibly do. And Kane the same, that's what players want to do. But I've never heard him
Mika,
say...
Do you think the agent speaks without the permission of the player? Do you think the agent just talks out nonsense?
I actually do.
Not a chance.
I actually do. Definitely.
He's echoing the thoughts of the player.
Yeah, but even if he is,
we haven't got much time.
Let's put it this way.
About Liverpool.
Let's put it this way. If your agent comes out and says three or four times, I want you to, you know, I want to get Paul a different club. Paul does enough interviews to be able to say, look, my agent's out of order. He's got that wrong. He's never said that either, has he?
He's not gonna do that, though, is he? He wouldn't do that with your agent, would you?
I didn't have an agent, Micah.
Micah had four agents.
My strings weren't being pulled by anyone. I was a puppet.
No,
we're watching Manchester United next week. We'll talk a lot more about them on Super Sunday next week.
No, but I'm only mentioning it because it's similar to the Kane situation. Kane's not turned up for training, and we're calling him a saint. Pogba's never said he wanted to leave Man United, but he's getting abuse. What's the difference?
My information about Kane, it's not that he didn't turn up for training. There is another story behind that. Can we move on? Talk about Chelsea or Liverpool, please.
Should we park that there?
And look at...
Yeah?
We're here to be neutrals.
Graham Souness, who we've spoken about on this show. Thank you, Jamie Lawton. For the host. Appreciate it. That is Graham Souness, who we've spoken about a bunch. He is the meme of anything going on in the world. He finds a way to blame it on Paul Pogba. But the clear defense of Harry Kane, for no real reason. Harry Kane, you know, clearly wanted to force a move, wanted to play at Manchester City. That is very obvious. And then the statement that he gave to. You know, of why he didn't go to training, blah, blah, blah. We all know it's absolute nonsense. But the criticism is not there for Harry Kane. You really have not seen it as much as, Pogba doing anything. So I think Michael Richards, and somebody just said, they were asked, I think Paolo just said, are you talking about Michael Richards? Was it the dude from the Laugh Factory? Not that one. But this is... You know, who knows what the sort of reasoning behind it. And this is, I think this is just another example of the, if enough people talk about it, if enough pundits talk about it, you can create like a narrative. And I think this narrative has been created about Paul Pogba. We had Adam Mokola talking about this, and we spoke about from the Stratford end and talking about the criticism of Pogba, and it's really like, you know, people just think it's kind of xenophobic, kind of he's a Muslim guy that loves to dance, and
Ako said, Harry Kane and Paul Pogba, what's the difference? I do want to read, you know, Santan Dave, yeah. A British rapper.
Oh, is he in the chat?
Huh?
Is he in the chat?
He's in the chat. He posted this on his Instagram stories, which is at Santan Dave, if you're not following. He said, kids were in the playground saying, I want to be Ronaldinho. I want to be Kaká. I want to be Rooney. I want to be Lampard. I ain't ever heard a man in my 21 years on this earth say he wants to be Graham Souness, dusty baller. So tell us how you really feel, Dave. Dave is a Manchester United fan as well, so there's even more. But more look, passion behind what he's saying.
As soon as you call somebody dusty, there's almost no worse insult.
Nah, I mean, dusty covers all ground. You washed.
There's no coming back from it. Once somebody calls you dusty,
you got to nutmeg the person who calls you a dusty baller. It's the only way out of it.
It's the only cure, doc.
That's it. So it's just obvious, and it's so, and maybe Graham Souness knows that this is the meme about him, and he's leaning in. And I'm not saying he's a good dude by any stretch of the imagination or bad. I don't know anything about him. I just know that he seems to have a really negative attitude when it comes towards
Pokemon. All I know is that this dude is dusty, bro.
Yo, I'm getting I'm coughing over here every time he walks by because my guy's so dusty. I tell him to brush his shoulder off, but we're all going to be covered in dust.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, dude, these a couple people saying Taco Time saying hopefully it's not a race thing and it's only about favoritism of English players. But you saw how easy it was to say for Graham to say to Micah, hey, that's, you know, the thing with Harry Kane is another thing. We can't even get into that. How easy it was to defend.
Brush that off. I don't have to defend him now because I'm just brushing it off. Yeah. Also, we have a second taco person in the chat, Lapsu Taco, who said, it's crazy that people have to ask permission when they want a new job. Imagine if the barista at Starbucks had to ask Starbucks to get a new job somewhere else.
All right. Okay. Everybody with taco in your name, you're welcome in here.
Yeah,
thank you.
Please. All the tacos. Run Amok said it's totally not a race thing. No, I don't know who would suggest that. Someone just put Arshavin. I'm not sure what the... It's Jim Jam, by the way. Oh, Jamie Lawton, the dude from 3252.
Is that remember him? I don't reckon.
The president from 3252 in L.A.
I don't think that's is.
I'm
Lawton?
Pretty sure that's Jim Jam.
Oh, okay. If that's, I don't know that if that's it, but if that's who you are, shout out to you.
Run Amok said hashtag no context Arshavin. Yeah.
Okay. All right, what else should we cover? Anything that we missed? Messi was introduced to PSG, to the PSG fans. They won against Strasbourg 3-1, I believe. But that was a really cool moment, seeing all the new PSG players, everyone in Paris, like, kind of losing their minds. It was kind of cool to see. But The more interesting news is about Kylian Mbappe. Kylian Mbappe has now again rejected a renewal from PSG, and they're saying that he might not even get to play with Messi because he might be sold to Real Madrid. And if I think PSG, basically the rumor is that if Real Madrid make an offer of, I think, 120 million euros, that they will accept it and they will sell.
That's
Kylian
cheap
Mbappe.
For Kylian Mbappe.
I mean, does Real Madrid even have the money? I mean, I know, you know, they're not in the same dire situation as Barcelona.
No.
But they only
paid $7.5 million for a scout in South America. Okay. They're good with money.
We smart, okay? Not like those Catalan weirdos.
Right, we
asked
for a discount.
Okay, we know how to haggle, all right? Spain, Akko said, Spain's not the league to be in this year. I kind of agree. I mean,
yeah. I mean, well, actually, there's no competition. If you go to Real Madrid, it's basically yours. I don't think Barcelona's going to be able to keep this up.
I mean, yeah, but they did win their first game. They did look pretty good. I think Barcelona's going to be an interesting team this year of how different they're going to play. But I think, I don't know. I think they're going to play with a little bit more freedom.
Did you see
pressure.
What I put in the Slack?
I did not.
Look at the last thing I put in the Slack. Just pull this up in the browser. I just want to see what the chat's reaction is to this rumor that Real Madrid had to deny.
All right. So this, the rumor is...
Just put this up. Put this up in the browser.
That Real Madrid...
Let people see it. Look
Real
at this.
Real Madrid deny reports Florentino Perez wants the club to join Premier League as La Liga row deepens.
What? Real Madrid is getting sold to La Liga? You can't buy a club.
Well, look, it's going
to
be like...
Premier League.
You're going to be like, Brentford, you got to go. We got somebody else. There's not enough capacity in this nightclub for you. We're going to have to take your VIP section out of here. Because somebody else is going to be replacing you.
This is insane. Could you imagine what kind of world would we be in if Real Madrid is in the Premier League?
I'm just saying.
That's
also
basically turning the Premier League into the Super League, no?
Yeah. This is exactly what would happen. I mean, there's no way UEFA would allow this to happen, right? I don't see how, in what scenario. Look, we all know Florentino Perez is still working on the Super League. He's still saying it's not dead. Still, I think there's a lawsuit coming up. There is.
Bord Martin said, Real Madrid am.
It could be some Real Madrid City.
Yeah, Real Madrid Wanderers.
they
wandered over to the Premier League.
Okay. Can you do it on a warm, breezy night in Madrid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you do it on a relatively comfortable night in the capital of Spain? Real Madrid Rovers. Yeah. They'd have to be Royal Madrid, right? They'd have to get the Real out of there.
Right. I mean, no. I mean, look, we have Real Salt Lake out here.
Right, of course.
Yeah, we don't get it.
We know how regal it is down in Salt Lake.
Go to, like I said, Real Madridford. That's
so
good one.
Oh my God, Real Madrid Hampton.
Real Madrid Pool. I like that one.
Real United.
Oh, this go for days.
Oh my God. Just pronounce it real. Yeah, Real Madrid.
I mean, people still do that.
Of course.
Okay. Before we wrap up, the other one, Tottenham won against Manchester City. Are we concerned about Manchester City? Do we think?
Nah. Apparently, Pep has I don't think he's ever won against Tottenham when Harry Kane wasn't in the match.
Mm.
I didn't realize that. Thank you, Siobhan
Jethwa.
Jethwa seven.
Thank you for the follow. Anybody else? If you're hovering over that follow button and you're a little timid, a little hesitant. Smash that follow button.
Yo.
Okay.
Yeah, you could also do it nice and slow. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Just get in there.
We like it that way too.
Press
okay?
that. You know what you do? You just play around the button a little bit.
Exactly. You know, tease us before you actually hit the button.
And
okay?
then right when you think you're going to press, just go back to going around it. It's never too much. But then if you want us to finish, you're going to have to click the button.
we can't finish if you do not hit the follow button. I mean, come on.
It's rude of you. Real Queens Park Rangers of Madrid. That's Robert from LA. Oh, my God. Ral Wembley, I think, is my favorite.
Goldmacher says 1,235 just unfollowed.
Alexis ASMR. Let's go, ex Michael Raymond. Where do you think Leicester? We talked about where Leicester would finish. I had them at what? I can't remember exactly where I had them. I think I had them at sixth.
You had them at sixth. I had them at third.
So you think Leicester City is going to compete better than Manchester City this year? That's kind of crazy.
Well, look, Leicester City, I mean, they just missed out on Champions League.
Are they the new city?
You know? Leicester, I think, maybe it's kind of a bold prediction, but I think Leicester, especially the last 3 years, have been really consistent, fighting for Champions League spots.
Real Chester United. Siobhan Jethwa is coming in.
I think...
But you know what? That deserves one of these right here. Come on.
Look, the stress theta has made a return.
Let's go.
Jay Hicks 6 said, Jamie Vardy, the ultimate troll. Did you see Jamie Vardy? He scored a goal and howled at the Wolves supporters, which you'd love to see.
He's just hopped up on seven Red Bulls and four cups of coffee. The guy's not even trolling. He just... Whatever comes to his mind, he's going to do. We need more Florentino tapes, please. My God, we didn't talk about this, though. How would you feel if they did join the Premier League? Would you be okay with that? Would you be happy about it?
No. What a stupid idea.
You know me. I love mayhem, okay? And isn't this mayhem?
I mean, do I really need to see, Real Madrid against Sheffield United two times a year? No, thank you.
Bord Martin said, we have always been an English club. Siempre. Raul is just a fraud. He hates Raul, dude.
Oh my God.
MCFC Madrid City Football Club.
So, anything else? Anything else? Wait, you just asked me something.
Would you like it?
No, I would not like it. It would be, things are fine the way they are. This is called, you know, the leagues compete for eyeballs, for attention. You know, they had Messi. They squandered that. They don't know how to like run their club. So that is, it is going to be, it is a new tide. Now the other countries have an opportunity. It seems like Bundesliga and Premier League are putting out better Champions League squads than La Liga. Or that's why it's going to be maybe for the next like 2-3 years.
Akko said Madrid versus #United. Imagine Real Madrid in the FA Cup. They'd be like, I got to go to Fleetwood Mac. Where am I going?
There we go.
Forest Green Rovers? Oh, come on.
David Tampa said, yes, I'd prefer Real Madrid against Rayo Vallecano twice a year.
Shouts to Rayo Vallecano, man. They do good shit for their neighborhood.
Some of the La Liga teams, the lower, table teams in La Liga could you know, they give Premier League sides a run for their money. I mean, it's not
all right.
That
let's not
easy.
Go crazy, Christian. Let's not go crazy.
Who won Europa League? Who won Europa League last?
Let's not go crazy. But that's Emery's thing, though. Even before, Emery was always getting in Europa League final. X Michael Raymond said he's out. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks for hanging out, X Michael Raymond.
We're going to be wrapping up in a little bit too. So just another reminder, join the Cooligans Fantasy Premier League. The entries will end at before week two. So you have two things to do. If you want to win the $500, you have to join Gully Squad. Again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on Join Gully Squad. That is our supporters group. That is our exclusive Slack channel for exclusive content, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And we occasionally do Zoom calls with people in Gully Squad, and we invite footballers, soccer players in there as well. They're always super fun. There's really a lot of cool things involved. So please join Gully Squad. And if you win the Fantasy Premier League, you will win $500. If you are not in Gully Squad, you will only win $100. And then the highest ranking Gully Squad member will win $400. So no reason to not join and be a part of a really, really dope community. So
did you see the link that I believe it was Run Amok just put in?
What link is that?
You want to click on that? That's pretty cool news for Arsenal.
Siobhan just asked, what is the FPL code? The link is right there in the chat. That is a Google form. Just fill out the information and you will get the link at the end of it. So we just capture people's names and emails so we can contact the winner, if they win the money. Okay. What was the thing? What link?
Click on that. Go Bay Area Guna just put a link. Check that out.
Okay.
Apparently Arsenal have hired the scout that found both Neymar and Coutinho.
Interesting.
So that's pretty big news. I mean, first of all, he's going to cover Spain. Both Coutinho and Neymar were found in Brazil. So I would say go back to Brazil, my guy. But apparently he's going to cover Spain for Arsenal. A guy by the name of Tony Lima. All right. That's interesting. You see the first reply? Knowing our luck, you'll discover Coutinho again. Oh, God damn
all right.
It.
I mean, you hope for the best. I don't know. How much influence do scouts have, really? I'm asking,
a ton.
I'm not saying that out of, I'm not being facetious. I'm like, what is the... Because if I see a good player, they're good. And then I'm like, all right, do you want to play them in my team? How challenging is it really to find? I guess it's finding those like hidden gems, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's being able to look at someone who's young and playing well and say, this person has what it takes to do it at a higher level. Because how many players have we seen look great when they're young and then not be able to, like, you know, bring it to the senior team or at a higher level, or maybe they were just good against certain competition and they didn't continue to develop. It's not easy, but being able to find hire the guy who spotted what Neymar could do and what Coutinho could do, even though, again, Coutinho played really well up until a few years ago. I think that's a big win. Jamie Lawton, 1999, said, what do you think of Coutinho being linked to Leicester? We talked about this. Yes, Zalalem, thank you. I was trying not to say that out loud. He plays for NYCFC. Shouts to Jetty and Zalalem. I still believe in you, my guy. What a preseason he had with Arsenal in Asia. My God. Talking about Coutinho, I was having this conversation in my Arsenal group chat. There was the rumor that Barca would be willing to take Aubameyang for Coutinho straight up. And the overall consensus is that Coutinho just doesn't have the legs anymore. And he's not the same player that he was when he had that amazing run with Liverpool. I'm not 100% sure that that's the case. I like to think that he just hasn't been given a chance at Barca and it just hasn't worked out. I'd be more than happy to take him on loan and pay all his wages if that gave us a chance at least testing him to see if he has what it takes. But if he gets a chance to go to Leicester, he kind of could be the next or the replacement, which I don't think they ever really had. Maybe Madison, maybe of for what's his name? Riyad Mahrez.
OK.
He seems like he could kind of play that same Riyad Mahrez role.
I don't know. I would just love to see Coutinho play well again. He was a very entertaining player. He was great at Liverpool, and then that's it. He didn't really do too much in Barcelona. They didn't do much at Bayern Munich, and just hasn't been the same since he left Liverpool. I don't know. Would be nice to see him play well anywhere.
Jamie Lawton said this, which again, this is the big rumor. Brendan managers, as we call them on this show. Brendan Rodgers has been tipped for the Arsenal job. Do you think he would go to Arsenal? I hope not. I think he would go to Arsenal. There's no reason to. He's already. I think he's in a club that's playing better right now. Yeah. But I don't think they have the finances to continue to get better. Where again, it's Arsenal, but Arsenal do spend at a slightly higher level. And if you're Brendan Rodgers, you've got to figure out what to do with Vardy or, you know, what to do with your forward position. Because this got to be Vardy's last year at this level. No, he's not. I mean, he doesn't have the legs anymore. What is he? 35, 36?
He doesn't got the legs. He got the howls.
He's still a lad. I think you're eventually going to have to replace him. And is Iheanacho that guy? I don't know. So there's a lot to consider. Schmeichel's not getting any younger, although he could probably play for a few more years. And if they do sell Madison to Bay Area Gunas, point, if they do sell Madison to Arsenal, you're going to be, and apparently Tielemans also, now I don't know if he wants to leave, but he's, you know, a lot of teams are coming after him. Leicester is the team that needs to sell if you get a big offer. You can't hold on to them. So I don't know. I think if you're Brendan Rodgers, maybe that's your chance to get back into a quote-unquote top four, the big four. You know, it didn't work out in Liverpool. Maybe it'll work out in Arsenal. I don't know. I also don't know that I'm, like, wildly excited about having Brendan Rodgers as a manager.
Yeah, I mean, he's proven himself, I think, enough to get a job like that. But Arsenal, definitely more media attention, probably some higher salaries, bigger egos. There's a little bit more to handle. But he was the manager at Liverpool. It wasn't it's not, obviously not the same. But he can manage a very high profile club. So, OK. Yeah.
Jamie Lawton says they're trying to tie Tielemans and Soyuncu to new contracts, which is great. If you could tie them up, that would be great. But it doesn't stop there because every other club is getting better. How much money has City already spent? How much money has Chelsea spent? How much money has Manchester United spent? Bruh, it's going to take you have to catch up to them and then continue spending $100 to $200 million a year. Right. How are you going to do that?
Forcard Ahmed said, Arsenal is not top six anymore.
All right. Well, that's the first thing you said. And then you go right for my neck.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning into another Prem Show podcast. We appreciate you very much. A couple other pieces of business. Please follow us on Instagram at Soccer Cooligans. Feel free to do that. We're trying to get to 25K. We're almost there. Probably about 400 followers away. So help us get there.
What about my Instagram? I'm 110. 110 away? Oh, no. A little less. More.
117.
117 away from the damn swipe up.
Follow not Alexis on Instagram, okay?
Oh, that's right. I started a YouTube channel.
That's right. For Arsenal,
thank you,
great
Crimson
week to
Pizza.
Begin.
What a dumb idea. Also, in the chat, can you convince Christian to start an Everton YouTube channel, for fuck's sake? Because I can't seem to do it. Yeah, it's my promise is 3 videos a week, so I will try to get one up tomorrow. No promises. maybe one goes up on Thursday. I'm not 100% sure. Please subscribe if you can. It's youtube.com/AlexisGuerreros. Yeah. All you have to do is put exclamation point Gunner. Thank you, Goro Blanco. Put that in there and you'll get it. Hit the subscribe button. It's amazing. Okay. Barry Gunner says, where do y'all buy your retro jerseys from? I have a group of people actually that hit me up when they get double XLs, which is kind of cool. There's like about 3 or 4 people. Thank you for putting that up. 120 subscribers. We're on our way. That's off of technically 1 video and 2 shorts. Huh?
All right. Okay. Go support.
We're getting there.
Okay. So
FanXY said, do it and call it Toffee Table Talk. Yo, let's go.
I'm already envisioning the studio. Toffee Dude, Table Talk.
Yo, why don't you read that book that no one gives a shit about that you've got?
Do not slander the good
bro.
Book.
This is like an 80-year-old man who wrote about suckers. Everton having played in the States in the past, and he goes, maybe we can get the writer of the book on the TV show. I'm like, to do what?
He's fascinating, Dr. David France. It's the book is great. Look, it focuses on all the players. It's he's a historian. He's an Everton historian.
Perfect interview for Toffee Table Talk, your YouTube channel.
Okay, the other, the last thing, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That's my last request.
Pagel Talk? You could do the video while you're making and eating a pagel.
Yes, people will love that.
Come on.
So, okay, we'll see. Keep tweet at me. You really want this? Let me know because add it to the already mountain of work that I already have to do for Cooligans. Okay.
Barry Gunner, by the way, said Mesut Ozil scored over the weekend, his first goal since February 2020, which was Arsenal, I believe, beating Liverpool. 4-1, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember that match, but
all right. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Please, please, please do that. It helps more people hear about the show. Let people know.
5 stars or we won't talk about it.
Exactly. And a reminder, Thursday where did I have it? Okay, right here. Yeah, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, watch our TV show on Fubo Sports Network. We have Jessica Smetana of The Lebatard Show. She's going to be joining us.
Great interview.
We taped the interview. She's hilarious, super fun. We talk about a bunch of stuff going on in Miami. We talk some Inter Miami. We talk about Marlins, Derek Jeter. Everything. The Field of
Gift
Dreams.
Gift baskets. Game. The whole nine.
We had a great, great time. So tune in Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time, Fubo Sports Network. You can watch on the Fubo TV app or, the Roku app, a bunch of other, just Pluto TV, a bunch of other things. So go out and support that. We appreciate you, everybody.
Crimson Pizza said, yeah, your first video can be an ASMR reading so that we can all fall asleep to it. Regardless of whether he makes it an ASMR reading or not, we're going to fall asleep to it. It's a fascinating book.
Dave from Tampa says, y'all didn't invent Tofiteros to not use it, man. That is true. We
I'm gotta, telling you, dude, gotta you got to do it. Robert from LA said, NP Toffee R.
Anything else? Well, yes, like I said before, we're going to be at MLS All-Star next week, filming some stuff, talking to a bunch of people. We're going to be, we'll get more details. So stay locked into our social media, but we're going to be doing a live show, with, the folks from Mexican Soccer Show,
from Mex Nation.
Footmax Nation. So if you remember, we had Wiso Vasquez on here. We were talking about the U.S. And Mexico and Gold Cup and stuff like that.
And Amelia, who's the homie. She's been on the show a bunch.
And Amelia Lopez, she's been on the TV show. So they're doing a live event in L.A. Monday at 7. I believe it starts at 7 p.m. We'll have more details because I'm just waiting on that. But that's going to happen. So follow us at Soccer Cooligans on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere, on TikTok. We're on TikTok as well. And you can get all the info for that. But just if you're in LA, I think I mentioned this before. We said this a while ago. Say hello if you're at MLS All-Star. We it's always a great opportunity to meet people who watch the show and stuff like that. So
and we might be going to the Footmex tailgate.
Colo Blanco,
right?
Is going to MLS All-Star.
What? We got to meet Colo Blanco, unholy
meeting.
We've
never met Colo Blanco.
Dude.
But we're homies for life already. Okay?
Bro, we got to go get some, like, you know, coffee or something. Something wildly Colombian that I can't think of right now.
Yo, so I'll be dope.
Maybe buñuelo. Let's get some buñuelos.
We'll film something, Colo, and play it right here on Twitch or whatever.
Bro.
Might be dope. Okay. So that's it, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to the Prem Show podcast. We appreciate it. A lot going on, and we have a lot of work to do, especially since this Premier League season has begun. Stay locked in. Stay with us. Tell people about Prem Show if you you enjoy this, because we're just trying to grow every day.
Okay? Also, go to Twitter. At Christian Polanco. It's Chris Polanco, right?
At Chris Polanco.
Polanco.
He doesn't know my Twitter. He doesn't even know my
phone
number.
He's got two different ones. I know his phone number. It's 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Everybody knows that.
That isn't even the actual number.
I know it's not. I didn't want to say the actual number. I panicked because I almost said it. And I'm like, I'm not giving them a free ad. Because I've heard they're actually horrible people, by the way. They make those kids drive those cars, dude. That's wrong. Go to twitter.com/ChrisPolanco and tell him he needs to start an Everton YouTube channel. Dude. Tell him right now. In fact, all you have to do is put a name for his YouTube channel. Okay. Mine is Alexis Guerrero, so it doesn't have to be that creative.
Okay, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. My name is Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The